99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour as we wrap up this Wednesday. My name is Aaron. Hope you're enjoying the workday. Thanks for keeping Max FM on.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong. No intention.
keeping you company till the weekend arrives. You're on the job with 99.7 Max FM. Max FM.
Communicate, pull out your body piece. You see dimensions into life.
I think we're going to have to get to trick-or-treating quicker than I realize because I'm running out of Reese's peanut butter cups. My stockpile is going away. I've got to have something better for dinner tonight. 99.7 Max FM and Eddie Money.
Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you.
But I would walk 500 when I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. A big day tomorrow for our friends at Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. It is their Purple Thursday donation drive, and it's taking place from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. right on 720 Ash Street in Baraboo. You can drop by and donate all those hygienic items, those hygiene-related items, including Ziploc bags, trash bags, toilet bowl cleaner, tampons, hand soap, and more. And you can also stop by for a little bit of a burger during the daytime, thanks to our friends at the Baraboo Elks Lodge. Again, this supports Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. That donation drop-off tomorrow from 7 until 3 o'clock, 720 Ash Street in Baraboo. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Baraboo Tours. To celebrate Halloween this year, why not check out some haunted behind-the-scenes stories of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $5 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Hey friends, it's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary, and you're invited to party. Stop by this Friday from noon to 3 for brats and hot dogs, supporting people helping people. Free cake and punch, Rogers honey samples, wine and cheese tastings, and Chef Nate from Crazy Fresh cooking up fall recipes. And all this week, enjoy huge savings. Certified Angus beef top round roast, just $5.99 a pound, and Washington Gala apples, 99 cents a pound. Join us for fun, food, and familiar faces. Only at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo.
Do you want to try the most delicious smoked meats in Wisconsin? Then make your way to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue in Rock Springs and sink your teeth into their tasty food. Ask Jeff about their unique smoking process, which brings the full flavor through in their Saturday prime rib, wings on Thursdays, ribs on Tuesdays, and fish fries on Fridays. Enjoy their homemade food inside or on the patio at Station 136. Open at 11 a.m. every day except Wednesday in Rock Springs.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
99.7 Max FM.
If I can use it for
50-minute music hour rolls on with 99.7 Max FM and always streaming on the free Civic Media app. If you don't have our app yet, you can download it in the Google Play or App Stores. Couple of events to get to, including a big meeting tonight. Talk about that and more as we continue with 50-minute music hour. Max FM.
Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought.
In just a couple of hours tonight, it is a crime and safety meeting with The Relish Tray, Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. You can discuss all the business and crime related discussions and the safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It is a crime and safety meeting tonight at 6:30. You're invited. Relish Tray, Bistro and Speakeasy.
Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Wrapping up a 50-minute music hour on 99.7 Max FM. Stay with us. Lots to get to for your Wednesday drive home. News from ABC, a little weather update. Are we going to stay this chilly, perhaps, as we get closer to the weekend? We'll get to that and more as we head home. It's 99.7 Max FM. Stay with us.
Something spooky's happening at the Habitat Restore. What's that thing crawling under the beds in the middle of the night? Oh, it's just our 25% off furniture sale. Our treadmills are possessed, which means all sports and exercise equipment are 25% off so we can exorcise these demons. These sales will end on Halloween. Only a ghoul would miss these deals. Shop, donate, volunteer in Baraboo or at our haunted Portage location now with later hours.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The shutdown now in its fourth week, beginning to impact Americans who rely on key programs, along with federal furloughed workers who are not getting paid. ABC's Selena Wang is at a food bank in Washington, D.C., where they're preparing for an influx.
Here in D.C., I spoke to the CEO of Capital Area Food Bank. They are preparing for a surge in demand, as you not only have furloughed federal workers who are missing paychecks, you also have thousands of federal workers who have been fired. She says that starting this week, they're setting up additional food distributions specifically to help federal workers and contractors.
Today, Democrats holding a marathon speech on the floor against President Trump's policies, led by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. He's been talking since 6:24 p.m. last night. The U.S. military carrying out another airstrike, according to two U.S. officials, on an alleged drug cartel boat. It happened last night. One of the officials says it took place in the Pacific west of Central America. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. An accused killer who was a person of interest in the 1995 death of Iowa news anchor Jody Huizentrout is now linked to the deaths of women in Wisconsin and Missouri. The Wood County DA says DNA has positively linked Chris Rivack to the death of 21-year-old Deidre Harm in Wisconsin Rapids in 2006. Rivack later committed suicide while awaiting trial in Missouri. A Dane County dog breeding facility gets more scrutiny from state regulators following an investigation by Fox 6 Milwaukee. which reported that Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds was selling beagle puppies at just 5 weeks old. And the State Department of Health Services urging Wisconsin families to test their homes and children for lead, as the number of lead poisoning incidents in kids continues to increase. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Leftover evening clouds and showers. Tonight, mostly clear, some frosty areas and a low close to 30. Frost advisory issued. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. A high within a few degrees of 50. And more sunshine Friday, high in the mid-50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Don't
split like life.